Hello, it's Tuesday, January the 5th. We are looking at Psalm 119, this acrostic psalm, and today we are in the section that begins with the Hebrew letter Taith. So each line of this section in the Hebrew begins with the same Hebrew letter. Verse 65, "You have dealt with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments." And then two verses that stick out. 67, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word." And verse 71, "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." So this is a little section that speaks of the psalmist learning lessons, spiritual, godly lessons, from a period of trouble. And the trouble here seems to have come upon him by his own fault. The Lord has afflicted him. But before that, he had gone astray. So this is God's discipline. Now, not all suffering is discipline. The book of Job, for example, is a book that tells us that sometimes we suffer for no apparent reason of our own. This is not chastisement. Job's friends had only one song, and they sang it to death, that suffering is always God's judgment. And what Job needed to do was to repent, and he would be made well again. And we know that's not true, because God himself tells us in the prologue of Job that is not true. There's the example in John chapter 9 of the man who was born blind, and the disciples asked, "Who sinned? Was it him or was it his parents?" And Jesus says, "Neither." Sometimes we find ourselves in difficulty because we live in a fallen world. Sometimes we find ourselves in difficulty because of the schemes and plots of the wicked one. But here in this psalm is an example that Hebrews chapter 12 speaks of, that when we go astray, God will chastise. He will chastise his own children. He will discipline his own children. And the psalmist is on the other side of this discipline, and he has learned the lesson. And he's giving God thanks that he cares enough to discipline him and to bring him back into the fold and into a right relationship with God's word and God's law. "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." Well, that's the thought for today. Have a wonderful day.